Hello and welcome to Feeling Sketchy, your go-to podcast for comedy sketches.
Okay, and just another push.
No!
Oh my god.
What? What is it, Doctor? Is it the baby?
I can't believe it.
What?
I knew I recognised you. Push. You're from that advert.
Oh my god, really?
Oh, I'm a huge fan, Push. Wow, this is an honour.
This isn't the time.
Yes, sorry. Yes, and Push. Push. What was that jingle you sung?
Get it out of me.
Oh, please, come on. Now, how did it start? A super. No, that's not it.
Doctor, please, just.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, supermarket chuckle girl, we are braggadocious, but all other supermarket prices are atrocious. Get the best deals when you subscribe to our brochures. Supermarket chuckle girl, food is delicious.
That was it. Oh, look, the baby's here.
Gotham City. Look at it. People run about their daily lives, unknowing, unseen, uncaring that they're being watched over by one man, for I am Ben.
Hello, sir! Please do not jump! We are here to help you!
I'm fine! I'm just watching over the city.
Please do not jump! We are here to help you! We are sending someone out!
No, I said I'm fine! I don't need anyone!
Hello, I'm Gertie. I'm here to help you, sir.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, lady.
It's Gertie, sir.
I'm fine, thank you, Gertie.
It's all got a bit too much, hasn't it, sir?
No, well, yes. But I'm just taking in the city, for I watch over it. The madmen who run amok.
Of course. Is there problems at home, sir? Do you want me to ring your wife?
I don't have a wife.
A girlfriend or a boyfriend, which is fine, by the way.
No, I don't have anyone.
Okay, that's fine, sir. Masturbation can become addictive and depressing when you're alone.
I'm not alone! I have my butler.
Okay, and so he masturbates you.
Nobody masturbates me! Please stop talking!
Okay, Bruce.
What did you just say?
Batman. I meant Batman, sir.
You said Bruce. How did you know?
Well, we all know.
What? Who knows?
Well, everybody, really.
Everybody?
Everybody?
Well, yes, I mean, I do. Everyone at the Wellness Centre knows. My friend Jean.
I can't believe you figured it out.
Well, it's just because you have the same face. And you get seen leaving that cave under Wayne Manor in your black Fiat.
Batmobile.
Sorry, your Batmobile. It's quite obvious, really. I mean, I was saying to Jean, duality issues can be common with chronic masturbators. Only last month I had to get Catwoman spayed.
Well, I wonder where she'd been.
She lives in Sidcup now and collects glass dolphins.
You mean, all of this time, I didn't have to hide. I could have had a wife, kids.
Yes. Look, why don't you just come with me? We'll have a nice cup of tea.
I've spent all of these years fighting the mentally ill. And going home
to masturbate, yes.
Stop saying that! I'm not a masturbator!
Come on, Bruce. Give me a hand. Let's take you home.
I'm not sure.
Come on, give us your hand.
Okay.
That's it. Reach out. Oh, not with your masturbating hand, Bruce. Get off.
What?
I'm not a masturbator!
Gertie, you've gone and lost yourself another one to self-lust. When will it end?
Dave.
All right, Barry.
Barry.
Steve.
Steve.
Dave. Good as that.
Yeah. Good New Year, New Year's resolutions.
Tight, mate. My referee's tight polo. Bit tight.
Good on you. Crisps.
What are these flavours, Barry? Tart.
Half portions, well done, mate. Giving up smoking myself.
Oh, yeah? weren't you just having a fag?
Yeah, only half.
Good on you, son. I'm going to knock the drinking on the head.
What, after that pint?
It's only half.
All right, fair deuce.
Pint?
Pint.
Pint. is Johnny!
Johnny!
Johnny boy!
Oh. All right, mate. You've got a bit of a sweat on.
Get dressed and hurry, did you, Johnny? Your shirt's inside out.
You're proper out of breath, John. What have you been up to?
Been exerting myself. What a mess.
Oh, talking resolutions.
Yeah. Barry's off the sauce. Dave's off the chubs. And I'm off the grub.
Good on ya. Bleeding knackered. Jeez. You got any resolutions, John?
Set myself a tough one this year.
Oh, yeah.
Got to stop shagging your wives. Those girls nearly ruined me.
Well, your CV looks really impressive. Exactly the type of employee we want here.
Thank you. I've also been volunteering at my local school, teaching extracurricular activities like French and long jump.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sorry, have you ever applied to work with us before?
No, this would be my first time.
Oh, sure that was it.
Was what, sorry?
I just really recognise you.
Oh, I just have one of those faces.
Do you live locally?
I've just moved here.
Haven't been on one of those reality TV shows or...
No, not I.
Oh, wait, I do know you.
Oh, God.
You're that supermarket checkout girl from the advert.
Yes, but I just...
You did that jingle. How did it go? Oh, please sing it.
I'd rather not.
Oh, please, just a little bit.
Can we just get back to the interview?
Sure, of course.
Thanks. So what would you say the main company values are?
Well, oh, sorry, just sing one line and I'll be done.
I don't even remember it.
Oh, come on, yes you do. If you don't sing it, you won't get the job.
Are you blackmailing me?
Do you want the job?
Supermarket checkout girl, we aren't braggadocious, but all other supermarket prices are atrocious. Get the best deals when you subscribe to our brochures. Supermarket checkout girl, food is delicious.
Hi, Amanda. I'm sorry to intrude on the morning of your son's party when you're busy with bunting and baking quinoa cupcakes and sculpting carrots in the shape of Jeremy Clarkson. But I beg of you, please could you... let my little Jack be invited to your son's Top Gear party this afternoon.
Gemma, we've known each other for many years, but this is the first time you've approached me. I cannot remember my Otto being invited to your son's party. Has he ever had one? And I even got the PDA to sign a card for you when you were in hospital with hemorrhoids, wasn't it? But let's be frank. You never wanted to be part of my friendship group, not even host a hot Pilates morning.
I've always been at work.
Work? But your child is at the best school, and he enjoys the benefits of all the other mums' hard work. Sponsored massages in the Maldives, treks through Costa Rica. All for the mums need a breakthrough flotation tank. But now you come to me and say, Amanda, include my son. But you don't even have a present, a cake. Or an offer to help with the carrot carving. Instead, you turn up on the day of my son's birthday and ask this of me.
It's for Jack. He feels left out. Shall I pay you?
What have I ever done to make you treat me so disrespectfully? If you'd shown willing to respond to my Schoolgate WhatsApp group, your Jack could have possibly been invited. Maybe even taken part in the Where's Wally sleepover.
Well, can I join your group?
Okay. I will grant your request. But remember, one day I may ask a favour of you. Maybe host a bullocks party or ignore some other mother at the school gate. But until that time comes, accept this invite to Jack as a gift to you on my son's birthday.
John! We got another little git coming to the party!
Welcome to the weekly committee meeting of the Resolution Society for the purposes of the minutes present today are...
Jean, Treasurer.
Lucy, Secretary.
John, Policy.
And myself, Susan, Chair. Now, we didn't make any clear resolutions last week, so before we start, shall we have some tea? All those in favour say aye.
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 All those against say nay.
Nay.
Nay. So would we prefer coffee? All those in favour say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay.
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 Shall we leave the drinks for now then? All those in favour say aye.
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 And all those against say nay.
Nay.
Nay. Well, perhaps we should take our seats then. All those in favour say aye.
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 All those against say nay.
Nay.
Nay. Oh, let's remain standing. All those in favour say aye.
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 All those against say nay.
Nay.
Nay. Oh, we're not getting very far. Shall we just start the meeting? All those in favour say aye.
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 All those against say nay.
Nay.
Nay. Oh, this isn't working. Shall we continue? All those in favour say aye.
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 All those against say nay.
Nay.
Nay. Oh, this is ridiculous. Shall we just try again at next week's meeting? All those in favour say aye.
Oh, God, this is totally the worst come down of my life. It was awful. I had so much blow.
And your life?
Blow me away! So here I am, Jen Nylon, at some inner city school as part of our new Jen Connects with the Kids series. Oh, yeah, we are totally tackling tough issues. Kids need to communicate too. So let's literally chat and connect. So, what's your name?
Katarzyna.
Oh, wow, that's great. I love the name Rachel. And what are you up to?
I'm revising for my retakes.
Oh, how cool is that? How about you? What's new?
What's new?
You know, like, what's going down?
My boyfriend just split up with me on Snapchat.
Whoa, awesome. And how about you?
I self-harm.
Oh, that is so on trend. Obsessed. And what else are you up to?
I have food issues. I'm probably anorexic.
Oh, wow! Me too! Anyway, that's all we have time for, so it's back to the studio.
Can we talk?
What? Oh, God. I don't think so. Got any gear, though?
Hello, and welcome back to It's Time to Woke Up, a competition for white people, by white people, celebrating diversity at a distance. I am here with Frances Wavy, who is a meat-eating vegan, a playwright, and lives in a poor area by choice. Frances, hello.
Hey, and hey, it's all those who live in Africa.
Frances, you have 60 seconds on the clock, starting from now. Frances, is that a boy or a girl's name?
Did you just assume my gender?
Correct. Who do you think said this quote? Anyone can be sexy, don't care about the haters. Gandhi, Marilyn Monroe, or Robin Williams?
Gandhi.
Correct. Complete the heading on your Twitter account. Racism is...
bad?
Correct. Between 5 and 10, how many black friends do you have?
2.
Correct. When is the last time you saw them in person?
I'm gonna go with 6 years ago.
Correct. You say you voted for what for Brexit?
Remain.
Correct. For a bonus point, what did you actually vote for?
I didn't. My Bikram class overran.
Correct. You've taken a friend to hospital. Do you A, just stay with your friend, B, check in on Facebook but without an explanation, or C, check in on Facebook but with a quote like, can't believe this has happened, and when pressed for an answer you say, DM me, babe?
I'm gonna go with C.
Correct. I would have accepted B or C for that answer. True or false? You say Rosa Parks is your hero.
True.
Correct. For a bonus point, what is she famous for? I'm gonna have to hurry you.
She sat on a bench?
Correct. Rosa Parks was an American activist in the civil rights movement, best known for her pivotal role in the Montgomery bus boycott.
Wow, really? That is amazing. I also boycott buses because they're bad for the ozone. I get Ubers instead.
I'm being told for that you earn extra points. And Francis, I'm pleased to say you've won with Basic White Person on Social Media.
Yay.
Join us next week on It's Time to Woke Up.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Shall I? I'm sorry, everyone, I'm sorry. Tech, can I have the lights up on the audience, please? Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. Excuse me, miss. It's you in the front row. Do I recognise you from somewhere?
Me?
Yes, you. I really recognise you.
Oh, yeah. Where's she from?
Oh, no, not again.
It's her. It's her from the advert.
Oh, my God, it is. It's supermarket checkout girl.
Yes, it's me. Shall we just get back to the play?
Oh, yes, of course. It's just I knew it was you. Oh, I'm such a fan. Yeah, tech, lights down. Thank you. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father.
How does the song go?
Refuse thy name. Yes. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, Tech. I'm so sorry. Lights back up. Yes. How does that song go? Can you sing it?
I don't perform anymore. I'd rather not do this.
Okay. No, yeah.
Why not? Oh,
yeah.
Stop!
Fine!
Why won't you sing the song?
Supermarket checkout girl, we are braggadocious, but all other supermarkets' prices are atrocious. Get the best deal when you subscribe to our brochures. Supermarket checkout girl, it's delicious!
You have been listening to Feeling Sketchy, written and performed by
Jessica Rivick,
Vic Dry,
Jimmy Jameson,
and myself, Zoe Brown. And if you have enjoyed our show, like and subscribe. We'll be back next month with some brand new sketches. Over and out.